Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report.
Wait and see. All
upon your scene, attacking at the scene. This kingdom's on supreme. They penetrate the lane and make your coach insane. Here's a Serbian sniper, time to make it rain. Take you off the dribble, then pass it back to Dirk. He's gonna go to work, the big German goes berserk. Beast in Chicago flu, never seen this move with you. Off balance, shot and swoosh, take that with you.
Howdy, what's up? Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. This is Beth. Thank you. I thank you in advance. I thank you right now for spending a little quality time with me this morning. Right now, almost 6 a.m. here in Central Standard Time because I'm in Mississippi in the southern region of America. So I just want to thank you, if you're in the U.S. or outside the U.S., for spending time with me. And thank you for your messages and your emails and your videos and your comments and your friend requests. I thank you, and I greatly, greatly appreciate every one of you, and I appreciate your feedback, and I look forward to speaking with you in the near future when you call in to the call-in guest listener number 1714-409-0614. And if you don't have access to the internet, you know you can also just call in to listen to the show. You don't have to make a comment, but just to listen. Because I do that occasionally when I listen to other blogtalkradio.com shows and other internet shows. Call in to the call-in number to listen. The number is 1714-409-0614. The topic today is Empowerment by Mark.
Most of you all know by now that I'm a Mark girl. Mark girl is a customer or a supporter of Mark Cosmetics, which is a brand of Avon products. I'm an independent sales rep with Mark. Mark has a charitable arm, which is called Empowerment by Mark. And when you shop, Mark, there's a line of items that where 100% of the net proceeds go directly to the Empowerment Foundation, the charitable arm of Mark. And Mark is a brand of Avon, like I said. And so, strictly 100% of the price that you pay for an item, it goes straight to that foundation. So within this show, that's the show topic, is Empowerment Foundation and Empowerment Foundation by Mark's community efforts and how it began and those schools and organizations and individuals that it helps. But I just want to share with you that topic. I'm sure some of you all know, if you're seeing my tweets and seeing my Facebook and so on, that's the topic. And many of you network within the Mark community, and shout out to my Mark mentors, and to Miss Leah in Baton Rouge, and to Miss Anna Maggie in Dallas, and to all the Mark mentors, because the Mark community is a very very enthusiastic and very caring and very helpful community. I mean, really, that it is a loving community, which I'm familiar with Mark being. I have loved Avon products since I was a little girl, and even was became an independent beauty consultant when I was a preteen. I'm talking about like 10 or 11. It was very successful. So to learn more about Empowerment, I'm just telling you this at the beginning, you can visit meetmark.com. You can visit your respective sales rep e-boutique. You can visit my e-boutique at mymarkstore.com, Bethany Williams. And then you click on Empowerment in the directory of, of products and so on. When you see Empowerment, just click on that, and then you will see items that you can purchase where all the net proceeds, the net profits will go to Empowerment. And then also you would get, when you buy a couple of the items, you get like a guide on advice regarding teen dating violence and partner violence, because that's what Empowerment is all about. Empowerment by Mark began as an initiative by Mark and former Mark spokesperson Lauren Conrad, who I've been a big supporter and big fan of hers when she became well-known as an MTV star, to educate young women about partner violence and to raise funds for the cause through exclusive Empowerment by Mark products. This is a description to some of you probably have already read regarding the show topic, because I make sure that you all know what my current and future show topics will be about. If it interests you, to tune in or listen to the repeat. So just like I said, the items are available through the Mark Magalog and online at meetmark.com and at your respective reps e-boutique, and you can log on to my e-boutique at mymarkstore.com. But let's talk about a little sports before we really get into the topic. And my friend Reg Roughneck just might call in before we go off the air so we can talk about the atmosphere of what's going on in Big D. He claims he's not going to the parade. He'll watch it on television. Well, I am like, thank God, and thank you, Mr. Mark Cuban, for allowing the stations to air the parade also on their websites. So I plan on watching WFAA, the ABC affiliate in Dallas. I plan on watching their website at WFAA.com to check out the parade from at 10 o'clock. But I think that they're going to start like the pre-show around 9:30. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'm very excited. So that's great that, you know, the out-of-towners and those who are in the city that aren't going can really be a part of the celebrations also. But this celebration will be going on, I'm figuring, to forever, into next season. Wouldn't it be amazing if the Mavs do a repeat? Now, we can talk repeat now, because, you know, I mentioned that to my friend Roughneck, and he was like, well, let's win this one first, and then start talking about repeat. But yeah, but I guess we'll just enjoy the moment now, because there's a lot of other talented teams, and the competition was something this year. I'm sure it's going to be something next year. And I'm just amazed. I have my television tuned to Mike and Mike. You all know how much I love the show, and Morning Joe, and a lot of other morning shows. The list goes on and on. But I'm just amazed that the NFL lockout is on day 93. Day 93. A big sigh and a big, you know, really. But I also, you all probably saying, well, why she's not saying anything about the NHL? I'm getting there. Congratulations, Boston. Boston Bruins. Congratulations on your big win, winning the Stanley Cup. You know, congratulations to, I mean, wow, it's been ages since Boston won the Stanley Cup, huh? So congratulations. But what is going on with all this rioting and stuff? Is that in Vancouver where all the rioting and looting and just going nuts? It's happening? Wow, calm down. You all made it to the finals. To me, that's an achievement when you're one of the top two, when you're, you know, in the finals. That's a big accomplishment. That's a big accomplishment to make the playoffs in any sport. So congratulations to Vancouver also for making it so far into competing in the finals. But congratulations, Boston. I was looking in my Wall Street Journal and just looking at some history about the Boston Bruins, where it states they're also considered the member of the Original Six, an ancient fraternity of hockey franchises that have played continuously in the same city since the dawn of the modern NHL in the early 1940s. And it states in an article, if Boston wins the deciding game against the Vancouver, it would join the Chicago Blackhawks and Detroit Red Wings as the third Original Six champion in the last four seasons. So that was some, you know, news to me. I'm guessing that it's news to you all also. A lot of you, you know, that follow the history of the NHL, you all know that, but it's important for us to know, history buffs like I, to know that. That is amazing. That's good. But, you know, shout out to the four major, to all sports, but especially our four major North American leagues, the NHL, the NBA, NFL, and the MLB. Okay? So I have tweeted a lot of info about Empowerment and Mark Cosmetics, and I've tweeted a lot of info also regarding Dallas's victory parade. WFAA did a story also on you all that will be going to the parade to be very cautious and careful regarding the weather. And, you know, I share this advice in my blogs and tweets and on air how important it is to drink H2O. Keep your body hydrated with water. And, you know, we think we drink enough, but still it's very important. And especially if you're going to be out there in the heat, and especially in that parade, it's important to stay hydrated and try to keep yourself cool. You know, have fun and be wild. Because you guys know, people that know me that know when I'm in Dallas, I love to just go and have fun and go to the West End Marketplace and go to the malls and just go to different places. So, you know, just have fun for me also, since I'll be watching you all on the website. And some big Like my friend Reg Ruffner, he said he's not going. My cousin wants to go. I don't know if she's deciding to go or not. She said she didn't want to go by herself. But you, I would go solo. I mean, my goodness, I was like, nothing wrong with going solo. Go solo and have fun. But, you know, when you go by yourself, very important, too, to be very conscious. Very conscious of your surroundings and hydrated and try to get in a good place where you can see what's going on, but at the same time be safe and in this case be comfortable because it's going to be so hot today. So look at my check out the story by WFAA and I guess the other networks also will be broadcasting. I'm guessing on their channels, but that's good too that Mr. Kierman's taking care of the bill also. So you know that's really good. So just wanted to talk about a little bit of that. I'm going to go ahead and go into talking more about Empowerment Foundation by Martin. Wow, time sure does fly when you are having fun, because I honestly am having fun. I mean, I'm a happy-go-lucky person, but you all read my tweets, and you all know sometimes I feel rather blah. You know, just like some of you, you can feel blah. So when things like this happen, you know, you really, really, you know, cheer up or get yourself together, especially with the NFL. They know it's important for them to discontinue this NFL lockout. A lot of people want to, don't you all want to make us happy? Loved ones, media, fans, supporters. You know, go ahead and discontinue the lockout. But, yeah. Empowerment Foundation by Mark is dedicated to breaking the cycle of dating abuse and partner violence, which I am not, honestly, it's important to me to also be an instrument in promoting the efforts of Empowerment Foundation by Mark, because I have experience, and that's not experience to brag about. I have been in abusive relationships, and I hate to say the N word, marriages. I've been married twice, and I don't deny the fact that both of them, as much as I love the guys and so on, both of the marriages were, you know, was volatile, and also, and you know, as an adult, experienced things, but then also as a teen, I experienced a teen dating violence and so on. So I'll tell my story at the end when I get through talking about this. And this is something because I decided within the past years to come out about my experience with teen dating violence also, you know. And it's really good and it's really helpful. It's just one person could be helped. That's good for me because that one person is a person, would be a person like me. I wish when I was a teenager that organizations were around, like Runaway, and, you know, it's always been hotlines and though, but so visible that a visible organization is around that can really help. And really, if you in help, Mark reps, because empowerment is so important to Mark Cosmetics. If you feel you need someone to talk to, you can go to any Mark rep and say, hey, isn't Empowerment Foundation a foundation that help people that are in unhealthy relationships and experience negative dating experiences and partner violence? So, you know, you can just go to your nearest Mark rep to find out how, or when you're visiting our websites, click on Empowerment and click on some of the organizations or call the teen violence hotline to get help and to get information on how you can get out of an unhealthy relationship or how you can foresee the signs of an unhealthy relationship. It's good to know ahead of time I should not get into this relationship because it might not be healthy to me. You know, it might not be good for me. One thing that Empowerment Foundation promotes is that Studies show that one in every four women will experience domestic violence in her lifetime. That is amazing. But again, like I said, all funds raised are awarded as grants to programs and organizations that are making strides in breaking the cycle. Now, I will stop live streaming in about 90 minutes, but I'll continue talking about the Empowerment Foundation by Mark and its efforts. And you can listen to the episode in its entirety by visiting my profile at blogtalkradio.com and to hear my personal story, because I'm going to share my personal story, unless I decide to do a part two. Maybe I'll do that so you can hear my story about my experience with teen dating violence as a teenager, as a high school student. Let me continue what I was talking about. I'm looking at my, I'm trying to look at my notes and say something before the radios, before the show stopped live streaming. But I don't think I'm going to make it. Have 22 more seconds. And so you would definitely have to listen to the show in its entirety. I was trying to skip ahead. But at the launch of Empowerment by Mark in 2008, seven incredible organizations were chosen. Love is Respect Org created their award-winning Love Mashup app with funds, and they received another with funds. And then another recipient was New York City Health Relationship Training Academy, has helped countless of women through their counseling programs. And when you visit meetmark.com website or visit your respective Mark Rep e-boutique or my e-boutique at mymarkstore.com/Bethany Williams, you can just click on the videos, because there are several videos, and you can listen to answers to commonly asked questions regarding dating abuse. Since 2008, more than $725,000 has been raised, and now 23 recipients at colleges nationwide have been awarded grants to support their programs that will provide preventative training and education. And the first video that you will see will be one called What Are Common Signs of an Unhealthy Relationship? That's a really good vid. And then there's other videos like how to, help a friend. If it's not you, but it's a friend, how to help a friend that you know need help regarding an unhealthy relationship. And also, I want to make a point that Empowerment by Mark is managed by the Avon Foundation for Women. And to learn more about the work of the Avon Foundation for Women, visit avonfoundation.org. Again, 100% of the net proceeds are donated to the Empowerment. So when you buy Empowerment by Mark items, if it's skincare, makeup, or the cute jewelry, the entire sales, all the money earned is awarded to orgs that are making, I'm repeating myself, but it's important, making strides to breaking the cycle of dating violence and partner violence. Now, in 2011, Empowerment by Mark awarded grants to 23 universities. Now, when you visit the website or when you visit the Empowerment section, and you really look at the Empowerment information, and you see recipients, click on recipients, you will see the organizations and colleges and universities who are benefiting from Empowerment Foundation, as in funding and helping bring their organizations to light in helping us fight this. I shouldn't even have to be doing a show about, and it shouldn't even have to be organizations around regarding topics of this such, but because of the way the world is, we have to have organizations and have to be proponents and advocates to stop violence, period, and domestic violence, teen dating violence, and all kind of violence. But back to what I was saying about the universities, to fund and support initiatives dedicated to breaking the cycle of dating abuse and violence. Now, here are the 23 colleges and universities that are benefiting from this. Tulane University, Albright College, Ball State University, Berry University, Boise State University, City College of San Francisco, Women's Study Department, Eastern Washington University, Florida State University, Research Foundation Incorporated, Georgia Tech, Illinois College, Immaculata University, I hope I said it right, Kinka College, Loyola Marymount University, North Dakota University, Stony Brook State University of New York, Tide Center, the University of Albany Foundation, UC San Diego Foundation, University of California at San Diego, University of Maine, University of Massachusetts, University of the Pacific, Washington and Lee University, and Washington State University Foundation. Now, when you visit the website, and you visit the empowerment section, help is a click away. If you are a friend, someone you know, or a friend of a friend is in an abusive or an unhealthy relationship, and abuse does not have to be physical, it could be mental. Abusive relationship, contact any of the organizations that you see at the on the website in the empowerment section for support and info. There's also an 866 number for the National Teen Dating Abuse Helpline. This is very important. Prom season and school just ended, but we're in summertime, and summertime is you know, time to have fun and group date and couple date and so on, and it's important to have fun, but sometimes, you know, things turn the opposite. So keep this number on you and near you. National Teen Dating Abuse Helpline. The number is 1-866-331-9474. Again, the National Teen Dating Abuse Helpline is 1-866-331-9474. And another number is 1-866-331-8456 TTY. I guess that number is for the hearing, the ones that, you know, trouble with hearing. But the organizations that are right under this number is Love is Respect, which I mentioned earlier in the show, National Youth Violence Prevention Resource Center, Choose Respect, See It and Stop It org, and Break the Cycle. So when you visit the website, or if you're looking at the website right now, you see what I'm talking about. So check out those organizations when you visit Empowerment Products. And also, there's a section where I tweeted out and posted on Tumblr and Facebook and, you know, the social network and sites, my YouTube channel. I have two YouTube channels now. I know a lot of you are familiar with my Culture Shock Entertainment YouTube channel, but I have one that's especially for my Mark business and other, you know, beauty and fashion endeavors, because, you know, I am a designer also. So it's called YouTube.com. My channel is Beth Mark Girl Rep. Beth Mark Girl Rep. So I have like a slew of, you know, Mark and empowerment videos at my YouTube channel also. So some of the items that you might not realize it when you purchase them, but, you know, if you see to read the little description of the jewelry, you see this is an empowerment product. A few of the empowerment products that are very popular are the Link to My Heart bracelet, the Have a Heart bracelet, Have a Heart necklace, which comes in gold tone and silver tone, and Glow Baby Glow lip gloss, which is available in both Empowerment Gold and Empowerment Peach. Especially when you buy those are definitely empowerment items. When you purchase those items, all your sales go straight to empowerment. So, yeah. So that is a lot about empowerment. Like I said, you can look at the vids and the information that I posted. Visit the website. Visit my e-boutique. Click on empowerment section. And it's so much information. It's really, it's quick and easy information, but then it's information that you would enjoy studying and just learning more about. Even if you have no experience with that topic, we all know somebody, indirectly or directly, is experiencing something. I mean, the topics on talk shows, in the paper, and everywhere. So it's just amazing to see. And you, and with this organization, you really see that the efforts and the dollars are really going to where they're supposed to go. You know, some organizations, you're like, I wonder where that money goes. Or I just you know, name the places that the money which are granted out go to. And, you know, you can visit all of these universities and these organizations and see if actually the money made it to them and they're doing what they are doing to do their part to prevent team violence and partner violence and to educate people, young ladies and older ladies too, because there are some people who, regardless, they cannot break the cycle of getting in one abusive relationship after another. And I pray to God that my next relationship is very loving and giving. And I've been in some very good and healthy, fun relationships too, also, but I don't deny the fact that I've had some bad times in some past relationships also. But it's very important. And then also, ladies, it's important for ladies to look at themselves too and see how they act and react too. If you feel you have a volatile attitude or personality or something, try to nip things in the bud and evaluate yourself and your attitude. Sometimes we have to check ourselves and see how we react. You know, do we have an abusive persona or abusive perspective or outlook towards ourselves? Because sometimes people aren't abusive to others but abusive to themselves. You know, and so that goes into a whole other territory where we need to talk about preventing suicide and stuff like that. So, you know, really, that's very important. So we are about to discontinue, and I don't like to be cut off. Sometimes it's fun to get cut off because it leaves a cliffhanger, because I would be talking to Ms. Sheila Ramsey again, and right when she was getting ready to share a quote with us, we got discontinued, and thank goodness the show was able to last to 45 minutes. So I need to hurry up and wrap up. And, oh, my goodness, I wish I could broadcast another show while the parade was on. But tomorrow we'll be talking about summer beauty and hair care tips. I love it if someone would call in, one of my friends would call in. So I have to, maybe somebody will volunteer, or I ask someone if they'll call in also to share some beauty and summer tips. But, of course, Saturday and Sunday will be the weekend editions. You know, this is Father's Day weekend, so happy Father's Day weekend to those who are celebrating Father's Day weekend. And, you know, it's a great holiday, just like Mother's Day and all the other days. Very, very special day. If it's a simple day or if it's just a big, flat-out commercial day. I'll be on air for Sunday. And usually I take the Sunday off, but we're going to talk about the NBA Finals and the Dallas Mavericks Sunday at 4 and Saturday at the same time at 5:30. Pretty much, just a fun show. Review show, talk about sports, talk about the Mavericks, talk about Miami. I see LeBron is still like the big topic of the day on a lot of shows and whatever. Talk about entertainment, beauty, everything on Saturday. Sunday is definitely the weekend sports edition. So Bryson Murphy of the Real Music Group, he said he would call Saturday or Sunday about his song, Who They Want. So looking forward to that. It would be cool if a couple athletes or somebody will call in. So I don't know. It's been Father's Day weekend and people celebrating. We don't know what people would do, but maybe they will and wish listeners a happy Father's Day. But, yeah, to make a long story short, really no long story short, and I meant to, I get in depth on it on Getting to Know or on another, the next show that we talk about empowerment. I just talk about dating violence and domestic violence. Yeah, as a teen, because some people might say, well, Miss Beth is 42. What does she know? I was a teen before, and I've experienced teen dating violence before. As a teen, I thought I was going on a date, on a movie date with a friend whom we both liked each other mutually for a while, and supposed to be going on a movie date. When he picked me up, another friend, who was a longtime friend in the neighborhood, school and stuff, was in the car. We supposed to have been going to the movies, made a detour somewhere to a dark area. And yes, the bad thing happened. I won't go into detail, but it was dating, you know, I experienced teen dating, the R word. So, you know. So this is a big thing for me coming out, talking about this over the air and on air, because in recent years I just talked about this will, like, come out. At the time when it happened, I shared the news with my two closest friends, but I wanted to keep it hush-hush because of the fear of my reputation and fear of nobody believing, and just, you know, just wasn't, didn't seem right. So I disassociated the experience for years, and to be honest, I feel good in recent years that I've come out and talked about it. I don't talk about the names of the alleged,